Regarding the December 24 election date, the answer is no. She simply does not have the means on hand to enforce anything. It is, as you've also indicated, too late for long discussions and for shaping the environment to facilitate a solution on anything before December 24. Right now, it is just up to the High National Election Commission and the House of Representatives to publish the list of candidates and to hold the elections thereafter or not. However, after publishing the list, there should be at least 14 days for campaigning. But in Libya, you never ever know if this will be really the case. But if they stick with these 14 days, it is certainly or obviously too late to have the elections on 24 December. If the elections can't take place on December 24 or just a few days later, Williams could certainly help to get Libya back on track on a slightly delayed roadmap.
There has been a delay in approving the official candidates list, as you mentioned, which could mean that elections will be delayed anyway. No one even knows who has the ultimate authority to postpone the elections. There are real fears that this delay will lead to more bloodshed and a possible return to all-out civil war in Libya. Are these fears justified?
Yes, they are. Although it is unlikely that the situation will escalate immediately after 24 December. But after this date, there will be no legitimate government, as the mandate of the Government of National Unity ends on this day, on December 24, in accordance with the Libya Political Dialogue Forum roadmap, which was endorsed by the UN Security Council and is as such legally binding, and also by the decisions of the House of Representatives. What can be expected is that the GNU will probably continue without legitimacy. But many Libyans, especially many in the East, will not recognize this. And among those not recognizing this will be probably also several presidential candidates who intend to have the elections as soon as possible. The controversial House of Representatives and the even more controversial High Council of State will also continue if there are no parliamentary elections. There could be, of course, an extension of the Government of National Unity by the House of Representatives if the House of Representatives is able to nominate a new prime minister replacing Abdulhamid Dabeiba. But this would most likely upset many people in the West who are supporters of Dabeiba. So this power vacuum could lead to the establishment of a regional government in the East, maybe later on also a regional government in the South. The key question is, what will happen with the main economic institutions? Who will have access to the oil revenues? Will this stay with the Government of National Unity, although it's not legitimate anymore? Will it be solved in a different way? All this would lead to a severe destabilization, which could eventually lead to a new bloody war over the oil resources in the Sirte Basin.
A senior U.S. official said on Friday that Libya may delay its long-awaited presidential elections scheduled for December 24th due to the controversial nature of some of the candidates. What needs to happen in order to have the elections as soon as early next year?
If the delay is a more technical one, just to sort out who of the candidates on the preliminary list really fulfills the criteria of the roadmap and of the controversial HOR electoral law, elections could take place in a few weeks. Maybe international legal experts could help here out, as the Libyan courts made some really incomprehensible decisions, which are actually undermining the credibility of the legal system in Libya even more. If the whole legal package, including the constitutional foundation of the elections and the electoral laws, is reopened, there won't be elections anytime soon, because this would mean the need to find a compromise about the electoral law. There is no compromise in between. But even if there would be a solution over this, more important, a new Libyan constitution is clearly years away. To conclude, Libya is right now closer to elections than any time after 2014. If there are no elections very soon, the country will probably end up in a crisis much worse than what we have today. Unfortunately, if there are elections, the country could also end up in a deeper crisis if the outcome is not recognized. But at least elections are the chance to get rid of the current political establishment, including the GNU, the House of Representatives, the GNC, and all the others. It is really up to the Libyans to have the elections, even if they are less than perfect. It is up to them to go out and vote. The more go out and vote, the more credible the results of the elections will be.